Today, Governor Paul LePage signed a bill repealing the state's proficiency-based diploma mandate. Now, school districts will have the choice whether to stick with the controversial graduation requirements. Maine Public Education reporter Robbie Feinberg has been following this issue for the past year, and he's here to tell us what this new law means. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Ed.
So, first, can you just give us a refresher on what these diplomas are?
Yeah, sure thing. So these diplomas, they originated as part of a bill that was passed in 2012 by Governor LePage. And the idea behind them was to basically transform what it meant for someone to graduate. So the idea was that in the past, you got a diploma just for maybe passing some classes. But in this new law, you had to be proficient in up to 8 different subject areas if you wanted to graduate. So everything from math to PE. So basically, before, you would be able to get a C in a class like algebra, but now you had to be proficient at everything from like fractions and decimals and trigonometry. And so this was a really high bar, and it was supposed to mean that every student would be prepared for something like college or a career instead of maybe slipping through the cracks.
And this really put Maine on the map. We were the first state to pass the law, and this year sophomores were supposed to be the first to graduate under it. But of course, that didn't wind up happening. So what went wrong?
Yeah, so there were a lot of things. So first, there were a lot of real worries that this was too high a bar for a lot of kids. So there were real worries that some students might not graduate, and especially that meant some students with disabilities. And then there's also been a lot of turnover at the State Department of Education. We had that period there where there was a new education commissioner almost every 6 months. So that's meant that districts have had very little leadership or guidance about how to really implement all of these new mandates. And so that's left you with some schools that have made a lot of progress and really do like this new system. But then you've also got a lot of schools that have really struggled, and teachers who are feeling like they can barely actually teach their kids with all of these new mandates.
So what does this new law do?
Yeah, so this new law, it gives districts a real choice with this. So it says if your district likes these proficiency-based diplomas, you can keep them and keep going along that path. But if your district is unhappy with these diplomas, then you can go back and revert to the previous graduation standards. And the hope is that it'll lead to a lot more freedom for teachers and for schools and for students.
So do we know what the schools will actually do under this new school law?
Yeah, so we really don't have much of an idea at this point. Obviously, like I said, some schools have really embraced this diploma, so those schools likely will stick with these proficiency-based diplomas, and they may serve as a kind of test case for the state to see how this new education kind of works. But then there are also some schools that really didn't like it and didn't know how to implement it, so they'll probably change their law locally. And so from what I'm hearing from kind of people who never really liked these proficiency-based diplomas, they're really excited. They say that repealing this law will mean that the students who were at risk of not graduating, they'll now be able to get their diploma. But I've also heard people, I've heard from some school officials and from people in the business community who are unhappy. They say that these proficiency-based diplomas were supposed to ensure that every student in the state was ready to graduate. And they're worried that that will no longer happen and that there's no real plan in place to make that happen. So it could mean that students could slip through the cracks. But all of this will probably wind up playing itself out over the next few months. We'll probably see some competitive school board meetings to which districts really decide what they want to do. But for now, it'll mean that local schools will have more choice in their graduation requirements.
Maine Public Education reporter Robbie Feinberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.